Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. I'm a supervisor here. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'm trying to find out why you're charging my account. I'm disputing that, and I want my money back. You're charging my credit card.
Let me see here.
Huh?
I said, let me see here. Verify your shipping address.
19127 Larkspur Hills Drive, Cypress, Texas, 77433. You charged me in July, August, September. I did not get any product. I did not get any service. And I don't want you to have my money. You charged me $56.95.
All right, let me see here. Verify your shipping address for me.
19127 Larkspur Hills Drive, Cypress, Texas, 77433.
And that last name, please?
My last name is Finley, F-I-N-D-L-E-Y.
Yeah, do you see here, this is for our KitchenAid. Do you remember entering for a chance to win KitchenAid, paying $5.74?
No.
All right.
And if I did, I didn't receive any teaching aid. So please, y'all give me my money back.
All right. Well, you're not supposed to receive one, ma'am. It's an entry to win a KitchenAid. And if it's not canceled, you get you're signing up for the discount membership, and you get a $125 gift card voucher sent to your email that you can use on our site.
No, I want gift card. I want y'all to put the money back on my credit card. Return that money. I want gift card. And if I want to play Lotto, I go in the store and buy my ticket.
All right, so you don't remember paying $5.74?
What?
I said, do you remember paying $5.74 back in July?
No.
All right. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, ma'am, what I can do for you, we could put this under a fraud investigation, whereas do we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge was ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges.
Go right ahead and put it into the local people for fraud investigation. Mm-hmm. I just want my money back.
All right, so you're sure you did not order this and you don't know if you, and you're sure you don't think anybody in your household maybe
Sir,
ordered this?
I'm speaking ENGLISH to you, English.
I understand that, ma'am. I can understand you. So,
I want my money back.
But did you hear me, ma'am?
I'm not interested in any sweepstakes.
Did you hear?
And then goods and then services from purchase people and being calling. I just want my money back.
I understand that you want your money back, ma'am. What I'm asking you, do you think anybody in your household ordered this?
No, I don't have anybody in my household. There's no baby yet.
Okay. Well, provide me a few seconds while you say you did want to go through that fraud investigation, correct?
Sir, I want my money back. I said, do what you got to do
ma'am,
to your end. Yes.
It's not what I have to do, ma'am. It's what you're allowing me to do. We can either go through the fraud investigation. Okay.
Yes. I want my money back.
So you're just saying yes, ma'am. You're not letting me ask the question. So are you agreeing to go through the fraud investigation, ma'am? Did you hear me?
I'm listening.
I said, are you agreeing to go through the fraud investigation?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Provide me a few seconds while I input that information in.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the little shop. Or keep adding more. Somebody here crazy.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me. I'm just noting the account. You still there, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, while that fraud investigation is going on, ma'am, I'm going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. If we do need any more information from you during the fraud investigation, ma'am, we will contact you. Is this your email here, joseph0442@prodigy.net?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let me ask you this. How much are you refunding me?
Missionary, it looks like you just refunded 2 charges for $67.32, and I'm issuing 3 charges of $56.95.
Of what?
$56.95.
Yeah, so it went from $56.95 because I didn't say anything, and y'all put it to $67 something.
If you didn't order it, ma'am, you wouldn't have.
Order what?
It's the entry fee for KitchenAid.
And so, even if I order a KitchenAid, it takes all our time from July?
No, ma'am. It's an entry to win a KitchenAid. So,
oh, okay.
when you're paying the shipping, go ahead, ma'am.
No, go ahead, sir. Just finish up my thing. I just need my money back. That's all.
I understand that, ma'am. That's been done. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, sir. Nothing else.
Thank you for calling.
And how long that transaction supposed to take?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.